This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Mayor Michael Hancock says Denver's curfew will change to 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. tonight through Thursday night, following several nights of clashes between protesters and police. Hancock says it's an important tool for trying to keep the peace.
For the most part, law-abiding residents and citizens of Denver went home during the 8 o'clock curfew. But exactly what you could anticipate, those who would not care what the president, the governor, the mayor, the police chief says, and are hell-bent on being provocative and promoting destruction and violence and engagement with law enforcement, they weren't going to listen.
Hancock says 170 people were arrested last night. Many Coloradans have filled out their census form. CPR's May Ortega reports.
63% of Coloradans have filled out their survey so far. That's better than most of the country. Douglas County has the state's highest self-response rate. The state created new programs and teams this year to better reach hard-to-count populations, like kids and people of color. The U.S. Census Bureau plans to send volunteers to follow up in person if people don't fill out their surveys by early August. That collection had to pause earlier this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
The pandemic has kept professional baseball off the field, and for Colorado Rockies players, that's meant a lot of newly found free time on their hands.
Is your mama a llama? I asked my friend Fred. No, she is not, is what Freddie said. She has a long neck, white feathers and wings. I don't think a llama has all of those things.
Infielder Ryan McMahon reading from a children's book for the Denver Public Library, one of the ways he has been passing the time. Coming up, CPR's Vic Vella tells us about what other Rockies are up to without baseball. That story in 15 minutes on All Things Considered. And America, Are We Ready? A national call-in show about racism, violence, and our future together is tonight at 6 o'clock on CPR News and KRCC. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms along the Front Range overnight, partly cloudy for the western slope, mostly cloudy for the central mountains around Vail. 88 in Denver, 96 in Pueblo. This is CPR.